bottom four we go, as it is Cold Spring and Fairmont in the state semifinals, and Austin Duffner, Alex Geislinger, Nick Skluzacek will be due up. As Duffner into the batter's box with nobody on base, that's the way Fairmont's going to want to keep things. As unless someone had a monster weekend, he's still the leader in home runs and RBIs for the for the tournament. As plate umpire kicking some people back into the dugout, saying a little too much loitering going around. Oh, Duffner, first pitch swinging, skies one in the air. This one's going to stay in here as he just got under it. Adam Schmidt has that ball measured and makes the catch in right. I'm desensitized to pop-ups. Everything Duffner hits in the air, Kurt, I think's out of here by 400 feet. He's trained me that way.
Well, it's funny because off the bat, that one looked like, okay, this is going to be a fly ball out there, but he definitely got underneath that one a little bit too much. But he hit it right at the scoreboard, his favorite spot out there in right field.
So one quick one is Alex Geislinger into the batter's box. First offering from Lytle in there for a strike. Update from Milroy, Kurt.
Heading into the third inning, St. Patrick is leading 2-0.
As the one-strike pitch, missing low right there to Alex Geislinger. Evens it up at 1-1. Labor Day Monday is the aspiration for every amateur baseball team. It could be a reality for these two teams playing in Springfield here as that ball's hit on the ground right side. Diving attempt by the second baseman, Tyler Tennyson. It gets past him. And another hit for Alex Geislinger, who is potentially swinging his way onto an all-tournament team, Kurt.
Well, he's got his second single of the game today, and he came into this game batting 8 for 18. So now he's 10 for 20, batting .500 in the state tournament so far. A great state tournament for Alex Geislinger.
He has a home run. He had a home run against Buckman. Big RBI triple last game. Had some RBIs throughout the weekends. He's aboard with one out. Skluzacek into the batter's box as he looks at a first pitch ball. Nick scored the lone run for the Rockies thus far. Reached on a fielder's choice. Then things got interesting. Colin Eskew hit a ball to third that Derek Schoen threw down the line, and Skluzacek came all the way around to score. And as the 1-0 pitch from Lytle that is cut on and missed by Skluzacek evens our count up at 1-1. One and one, the count with one away. As Geislinger leads from first, he's going to go on that pitch as it's waved at by Skluzacek. Throw down to second and out at second base. Hit and run comes up empty as Skluzy, you got to feel for the kid there, Kurt. That's not exactly the pitch you want to swing at on a hit and run.
No, that you don't. And this catcher's got a great arm. He easily threw Alex Geislinger out at second base, but when Nick can't put the bat on the ball there, that's what's going to happen on that play. But you got to like the aggression of the Rockies putting the hit and run on right there.
Pitch meant to hit a lefty in the hip as that pitch is popped up, fouling out of play. Count now 1-2 as the Rockies run into an out right there. Winner of this one gets the winner of Young America and St. Patrick playing in Milroy as Skluzacek taps one on the ground towards third. Third baseman showing up with this one. Throw across the diamond is in time. And that retires Skluzacek and the Rockies in the fourth. They score no runs on one hit. There were no Fairmont Martinaires and nobody left on base for complete. 1-1 the score. You're listening to State Tournament Baseball Action on KASM. He's Kurt Hemmish. I'm Kirby Hemmish. We appreciate you joining us on your Sunday night. We're back in a minute with the fifth inning on KASM Radio.
Did you know that the average human will sleep for a total of 26 years? Plus, we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon 3 times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered, from the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find new roads.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
The current time is 7:02, temperature 70 degrees, winds out of the west at 5 miles per hour, humidity about 58%. Now I'm going to turn it back to Kurt and Kirby down in Springfield for the Amateurs Baseball State Tournament.
Thank you, Kale. On to the fifth we go. It'll be Tyler Tennyson, Blake Cromer, and Luke Becker, 8-9-1 in the Fairmont Martin batting order. 1-1 our score as we are about ready to rumble here in the fifth inning. As Eli Bacchus's first offering to Tyler Tennyson is missing down and away. As Kurt, you said that you've come to the conclusion as to who's warming in the Rocky Pen, and whoever it is, they're heating it up a little more right now. Is the 1-0 pitch that's hit in the air to right field. Brady Lynn over a few steps, still now on the run as that ball just kept carrying, and Brady makes the catch 15 feet in front of the right field foul pole for a fly out to right.
Oh, and I seen a right-hander warming up down in the pen. I was sure it had to be Andrew Aller, but I realized he's the one standing outside the pen watching who's throwing in there, and it looks like the guy who caught the first four games for the Cold Spring Rockies, Kelvin Kaltoff, down there warming up the right-hander. As we've seen TJ New warming up in the second, third inning, Kelvin's been warming up here in the fourth and fifth.
Bacchus has been good for Cold Spring on the mound as squaring the bunt and pushing a bunt right back to Eli Bacchus, who bare hands and throws to first. He's been good on the mound, and that was a great play right there. Don't need the glove, Kurt.
Well, you've seen a great play right there because it was one of those that if he doesn't bare hand that, I'm not sure they're going to get anybody because Alex Geisling was back a little bit. I don't think he was going to be able to come in and throw him out. Eli had one play at that to bare hand it and throw it, and he bare hands it and throws a strike over to Duff for a big second out.
So two quick ones, and the lineup turns over to Luke Becker here for Fairmont in the fifth. As Becker in the leadoff spot. 0 for 2 thus far today. First offering from Bacchus is in there for a strike. Jake Brinker was fantastic, allowing just the one run for Cold Spring. In the afternoon game today, Ryan Hennon, of course, was brilliant on Friday night against Isanti as this pitch is laced to right field. Lynn will have it bounce in front of him and a two-out single right there for Luke Becker, which may spell trouble, Kurt, because Wytolich has been on base both times today, and he steps into the batter's box.
Well, and he laced that one the last time for a single, and now he's up again this time. So
Wytolich into the batter's box. Keep an eye on Luke Becker over at first. As Fairmont, this guy, Wytolich, stole a base back in the first inning. He inches in. Boy, he's right on top of that plate as the first offering, missing inside to Wytolich. His baby blue uniform. Got grass stains all on the front from his amazing diving catch, taking a run, at least one run away from Brady Lynn back in the second inning for the Rockies. 1-0 the count. Becker the lead. Long pause from Bacchus, set at the belt. There goes Becker. Is that pitch missing inside? Jonas's throw down to second is not in time. Jonas was on his way to the dugout. New with a couple steps there as well. Base ump says he beat him, and he was right on top of the call, Kurt.
Well, it was a bang-bang play right there. It could have went either way. And like you said, the umpire was 10 feet away from that place making that call. I mean, I wasn't surprised no matter which way he was going to call it. I know Jonas didn't like it, and I knew Jordan New didn't like it, but stolen base there for the Martin leadoff hitter.
So Becker's into scoring position for Jack Wytolich. As Bacchus has fallen behind Wytolich at 2-0. The 2-0 pitch is laced on the ground up the middle. We'll watch Becker as Geislinger's got a gun in center, but he bobbles it, and Becker's going to come around to score. Fairmont takes a 2-1 lead on the RBI single by Jack Wytolich.
Geislinger did bobble it for a second out there in center field, but I'm not so sure with two outs in that speed of a leadoff hitter right there that there would have even been a play at the plate, but after he bobbled it, there was no play.
So Fairmont takes their first lead of the evening as they're up 2-1 now, and it doesn't get any easier for Bacchus as Derek Schoen into the batter's box. Now we'll have to keep an eye on Wytolich at first base. Fairmont stole with Becker to get him into scoring position as the first pitch is missing off the plate, just a little bit off the plate right there from Bacchus. Rockies gave up one run Friday, one run today, and now they're giving up their second run, two runs against Fairmont. Bacchus long pause as he's trying to be quick to home, and time called at home plate as Sean was sick of staring out at Eli Bacchus waiting for him. 1-0 the count. Six hits for Fairmont through four and two-thirds as we get a balk called. Kurt, I was looking at my scorebook. What'd I miss?
I don't know. I was doing the exact same thing, and all of a sudden I heard the fans hollering it, and then all of a sudden I looked, and the umpire's doing it out there.
I heard that's a balk from an umpire. So a balk has been issued off Bacchus, and the Wallatich speed is in scoring position without having to steal. As Bacchus said, he had that long pause earlier. Is that pitch missing down and away? Jonas backhands it. Now 3-0 in the big bat of John Trado on deck for Fairmont. Martin's got the lead. Now they're looking to add to it. As Bacchus set at the belt, 3-0 pitch. That is missing for a ball. That was the 2-0 pitch, excuse me. I counted the balk pitch as a called pitch. It's now 3-0. 2-0 the count. Rocky faithful did not appreciate that strike zone right there. Is that pitch 3-0 swinging? Soft pop-up. Duffner back. Lynn in. That ball will drop, and it drops just foul. That was a 3-0 swing right there. And a right-hander poking one softly behind first base. It drops just foul and moves our count to 3-1.
Well, he put it over there in no man's land between second baseman Distel, first baseman Duffner, and right fielder Lynn. For a second, I thought we were maybe going to be able to get out of it right there, but ends up going just far, falling left foul there that nobody could catch that one. Definitely surprised, though, that that guy's swinging at that 3-0 pitch.
And with the result of it, it has 3-1 the count now to Derek Schoen. Wallatich leads from second, 3-1 pitch. There's another pop-up softly. This one will be much easier as Lynn has it called, and Lynn makes the catch to retire the Martins here in the fifth. For Fairmont in the fifth inning, they capture the lead, scoring one run on two hits. There were no Cold Spring errors, and one runner left on base. We have played four and a half. It's 2-1 in favor of Fairmont, as the scoreboard now reads Fairmont up by one. We're on to the bottom of the fifth, coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring puts design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build, from the very basic to elaborate. Cabinets are built for new homes, remodeled and restoration projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring area amateur baseball teams in the state tournament from Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring. Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke, so we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
On to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Colin Eskew, Sam Distel, and Brady Lynn. Bottom of the fifth, bottom of the order for Cold Spring as Eskew looks at a first pitch strike. Cold Spring's lone run thus far came off the bat of Colin Eskew. He hit a ball to third baseman Derek Schoen, who threw it away, with Nick Skluzacek running as this pitch is tapped up the third base line. This is going to be a tough play, but it's gobbled up in foul territory by Ethan Hearn, the catcher, as Eskew in a hole at 0-2. Yeah, he threw it away. Skluzacek was running, so he was already at second when the ball got away at first, and Skluzacek came all the way around to score on the two-base error. Fairmont got one in the third and one in the fifth. That run for Cold Spring coming in the second inning. Eskew's in a hole at 0-2 as Matt Lytle starts his fifth inning of work here. As the 0-2 pitch from Lytle on the corner, strike three. Eskew is out on strikes for out number one and the first strikeout of the evening for Matt Lytle.
Yeah, he caught it on the outside corner right there. Colin Eskew shaking his head, walking back to the dugout. But there, you got to be ready in that case when you're Got an 0-2 pitch coming at you.
So one away, Sam Distel into the batter's box. He flew out to left his first time up as he hits one on the first pitch right back to Lytle. See, I like that. When the pitcher does that, Kirk, runs basically all the way and underhand flips it. Not that 45-foot underhand flip, and quickly two down for Cold Spring in the fifth.
Well, like you said, that was a 10-foot underhand flip, not a 30- to 40-foot underhand flip.
So two quick ones as Brady Lynn comes into the batter's box. Last time he was up, Jack Walatich made that fantastic catch in center field to take away a RBI for Lynn and potentially a couple RBIs, as I'm still not certain that they would have gotten Brady out before he would touch home by the time they would have retrieved that ball, as he swings through the first offering from Lytle as the one-strike pitch missing down and away. Game of inches, Curtis, as that would have changed things here at Riverside Park. There's plenty of wood to chop yet. We're only in the bottom of the fifth inning, but thus far that's the difference in the ballgame. One and one the count. Lineup flips over with Tyler Geislinger on deck for Cold Spring as Lytle's 1-1 pitch to Lynn. That's hammered in the air to right center field. Going back is Walatich. Still going back on the run and making the catch cap high is the center fielder Jack Walatich for out number three, allowed out number three. And retiring the Rockies in order that inning is Matt Lytle. They go three up, three down, and after five, 2-1 in favor of Fairmont in the state semifinals. He's Kurt Hemish. I'm Kirby Hemish. We're back from Riverside Park in Springfield. Coming up in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
To the sixth we go, Kurt Hemish, and it'll be a new Rocky pitcher.
Now in pitching for the Cold Spring Rockies is Calvin Kaltoff. Calvin was the starting catcher in the first four games of the state tournament for the Rockies. We realized this game that he wasn't. David Jonas came in to catch this game, and now we know why, because Calvin was going to be the first man in relief, and it gives him a lot more chance to warm up when he has a chance to go warm up in the bullpen than just coming from behind home plate.
So Calvin Kaltoff onto the mound for Cold Spring, as they still got, they still do have plenty of pitching options. Kurt Hemish with Andrew Aller yet to throw a pitch. Draftee from Rogers, I forget the young man's name, and for that I apologize, Stetton or something like that, Stetson.
Luke Sulkin.
Luke Sulkin, yeah, I wasn't even close, but Swanson, yeah, it's Selkin.
Then you still got TJ New.
TJ New. You got Justin Kunkel. Tyler Geislinger throw anymore?
Well, if he ever had to, I'm sure that he could.
He was a big pitcher for the Springers. They won state in 2013. As it'll be Calvin Kaltoff facing John Trado, Levi Becker, and Ethan Hearn. As Trado, the big bat, big lefty into the batter's box, as Kaltoff rocks and fires his first offering to Trado, missing low for a ball.
If I'm not mistaken, Tyler Geislinger was a winning pitcher in that championship game when somebody came back and beat us. I think Shakopee beat us in game one, and then they had, Springers were in the driver's seat and had to be beat twice.
I think you're right. They lost the first one, and then Cold Spring beat him the second one, and I think Geislinger did get the win. Femright coming in for the save as the 1-1 offering from Kaltoff. That's hit in the air to right center field and deep. Lynn going back. He looks up. He will not get it as that ball one hops the fence. It is a leadoff double as John Trado greets Calvin Kaltoff, and he'll be in scoring position as the Martins. Boy, that ball was hit on a line, Kurt, right at that 374 sign in right center field.
Well, that it was. And when he came up to bat the first time, you were talking about the big cleanup hitter, first baseman, left-hander for the Martins. And we just seen right there what he can do. He gave that thing a ride right towards the Tiger football scoreboard out there in right center. Brady Lynn and Tyler Geisinger, both with good speed going over there. Neither one of them had a chance to catch that ball.
So the big boy is on base. That's John Trado and Levi Becker. We'll maybe watch the top hand of this guy, see if they try to get him over to third. As Kaltoff looks out at Trado, first offering to Becker, missing off the plate for a ball. It'll be Becker than Ethan Hearn if they stay out of the double plays. It'll be Adam Schmidt then. For Fairmont, they lead 2-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Has that pitch missing high from Kaltoff? I don't know, man. I mean, Kelvin, he's a floor installer for my buddy Jaron Leeser. But can you imagine catching two games in a weekend then having him go out there to pitch? That would be tough on the old Gams. As Kaltoff's 2-0 pitch, that is hit in the air to short center field. Distal out. He looks at Geisinger, as Tyler will call. No, he'll give it to Brady Lynn, and Brady Lynn makes the catch. These balls are really taking off to right, Kurt, with that win. It seemed like that one was going straight to center, and it ended up in right center for Lynn to make the grab.
When you, if you look at how second baseman Sam Distal was going out towards second at first off the bat of that one, and the way Tyler Geisinger was coming in, but like you say, the wind just kept carrying that thing over, made it a routine catch for right fielder Brady Lynn.
So an out for Kaltoff as Trado stays put, and Ethan Hearn to the plate for Fairmont. Martins, the champions of Region 13, as the first offering, missing outside for a ball. Drafted a couple guys from Milroy. I see the Milroy Irish team. Who's the other guy they got? He had a P on his hat. As, what do you got?
They drafted two guys from Windham and one guy from Milroy.
There we go. As the one-strike pitch missing for a ball from Kaltoff evens it up at 1-1. Salkin's heating it up in the bullpen now for Cold Spring. He's the young man from Rogers. As Kaltoff set, 1-1 offering. That off-speed pitch is fouled at home plate, and Hearn in a hole at 0-2. He is 1-for-2 on the day. Bounced out to Geisinger at third in the second and singled in the fourth. One and two the count. As Kaltoff set, Rocky's right-hander comes home with it. 1-2 pitch is check swung into the netting. Count frozen at 1-2. Fairmont answering back that Rocky run in the second. They got one in the third and one in the fifth. String a couple singles together in the third and stole a bag and came around on a single as Kaltoff gasses up right there, and Hearn just watches that one go by, Kurt, for a big out number two on the strikeout for Kaltoff.
You said how he gassed up there. He actually snapped the mitt on that one right on the right outside part of the plate, and the batter knew it. He looked back at the ump, and he shook his head, and he walked back to the dugout.
Get you something, Mr. Hearn? No thanks. Just looking. It'll be Adam Schmidt left up to see if Fairmont can do something with that leadoff double. John Trado still at second base as the first offering to Schmidt is in there for a strike. Yeesh. Seemed kind of high for the off-speed pitch.
Well, as one of them looked like it only dropped in right at the last second, so I'm not sure that it was a strike going across the plate, and I think that's what the batter was thinking too.
As Kaltoff's one-strike pitch is tapped up the third base line. That is a fair ball, and Geisinger won't have a play. Alex had to field it, Kurt, because if he lets it go, it could get past him, and the runner could advance, and by the time he fielded it, with Schmidt running hard up the first base line, he had no play. So it's a infield single, and runners are at first and second now.
Well, it was one of those two hoppers, but that second one was a real high hop. By the time he catches it, he's standing right on the foul line, like in front of the base. Like you said, he didn't dare take a chance of leaving that goal.
First offering, as that pitch is lifted to left field, Skluzacek goes back. He has it measured, and he'll make the catch off the bat of Tyler Tennyson. So Skluzy makes the catch, and Kaltoff pitches around that leadoff double here in the sixth. No runs on two hits. There were no Cold Spring errors and two runners left on base. After 5.5, 2-1, scoreboard still reads in favor of Fairmont. We're on to the bottom of the sixth inning. Coming up in a minute on KASM.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway.
Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies. It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament. From the Cold Spring Bakery.
Riverside Park in Springfield hosting the 2020 Class C State Amateur Baseball Tournament. And as bottom of the sixth, it's the top of the order for Cold Spring as Tyler Geislinger looks at a first pitch strike. As Matt Leidelkert, one unearned run through five frames thus far. This guy's been pretty darn good. As the one strike pitch, that's hit foul up the first baseline and 0-2.
Well, he faced three batters in the third, three batters in the fourth, and three batters in the fifth. We did get a hit in the fourth inning there, but the guy got caught stealing, so he's faced the minimum batters the last three innings.
As Lytle's 0-2 pitch to Geislinger, that is punched into short left field. Coming on is Becker. He will make the catch on the run. Went a long way and put that one away to get the leader for Cold Spring in the sixth.
Well, I tell you one thing. These Fairmont Martins have made some catches this game. If you look at the couple catches the center fielders made, the couple catches the left fielders made coming in or going to their side or going back, they've done a fine job defensively out there.
Yeah, if you said it, basically, if you take Walletich in center and Becker in left, they've made some nice plays. As Jordan New into the batter's box, looks at a pitch down and away. 1-0 the count. J-Man on the day, singled in the first, flew out to third in the third, 1-for-2 on the day. As that pitch is slashed foul down the third base line, count evens up at 1-1. Good to see Jordan back in the lineup for the three games Cold Springs had this weekend after missing last week's game against Buckman with that bout of food poisoning. 1-1 offering from Lytle, that's fouled at home by New, as that moves the count to 1-2. Jordan frustrated with his efforts on that swing. Kurt, you get three, though, Jordan, as the count 1-2. 2-1 our score in favor of Fairmont here in the bottom of the sixth. Lytle's 1-2 pitch, that's hit in the air to center field. That's where Jack Walletich hangs out, as he will actually give way to the shortstop on the run. Luke Becker makes the catch as that ball just didn't keep going, and out number two, two quick ones for the top of the Cold Spring order.
Well, the majority of those balls this evening keep going far enough that the outfielders keep getting them, and that one ends up dying, but the shortstop doing a nice job of going out in short center field, catching that pop-up.
Brings David Jonas to the plate. DJ has hit the ball in the air a few times today. Flew out to left in the first, flew out to center in the third is the first offering from Lytle. That's hit in the air to short right field, and he completes the trifecta by flying out to each of the outfielders on a nice sliding catch right there by Adam Schmidt. Where do you got to hit it to get it to fall with these guys, Kurt?
Well, we talked about the catches the left fielder had. We talked about the catches the center fielder had. Now we just seen the right fielder with a diving catch on Jonas is there. I tell you, these Martins came to play defense tonight.
They brought the leather. They've retired the Rockies in order once again here in the sixth. After six, 2-1 in favor of Fairmont. Seventh inning coming up in a minute on KASM.
Motional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway.
Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies.
KASM, the current time is 7:27. Temperature 69 degrees out, dew point 52, relative humidity 54, pressure 29, northwest winds at 13 miles per hour. Tonight, low of 44, partly cloudy, winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now we'll turn back to Springfield, where Kurt and Kirby are.
On to the seventh we go, as it is a 2-1 ball game here in the seventh inning. In favor of the Fairmont Martins, they'll have Blake Cromer, into the batter's box. Be followed by Luke Becker and Jack Walatich. As Cromer, Becker, and Walatich, 9-1-2. Update from Milroy, Kurt.
Well, somebody just took the lead 5-4, but
I think he said St. Patrick.
Okay, I was going to say it was right while they were announcing, so I missed it.
St. Patrick leads 5-4 over Young America as Kaltoff starts Cromer with a strike. Kaltoff in his second inning of relief work. Eli Bacchus went the first five, giving up two. Kaltoff pitched a scoreless sixth as the right-hander's one-strike pitch is fouled at home plate by Cromer. Quickly 0-2 the count. State semis. Farthest Cold Spring has ever been. Fairmont has a couple titles on their resume. In honor, regardless. Talk to the Springers guys. They go there all the time. They finish in the top three for like the 22nd time or something, and they still love it when they make it down there as the two-strike pitch fouled into the parking lot. 0-2 the count. Fly out to right for Cromer and a bounce out to the then pitcher, Eli Bacchus. He's 0-2 on the day. 8 hits for Fairmont. As Kaltoff's two-strike delivery, that is laced into the left field corner, and we'll watch Cromer run. Skluzacek has a gun, but that's not going to matter as Cromer scoots in with a leadoff double, and the Martins are cooking once again as the lineup turns over to the top.
Well, they started the sixth inning with a leadoff double when the guy smoked it towards the football scoreboard in right center field. And this time, the guy laces a double right over the head of third baseman Alex Geislinger. By the time, Skluzacek goes and fields that ball in foul territory, he easily has a stand-up double.
So the leader on again with a double for the second time in as many innings. As the top of the order, first offering to Luke Becker in there for a strike. Becker scored the go-ahead run for Fairmont in the fifth inning when he singled, stole second, came around to score on the Walatich RBI knock. As the one-strike pitch, that smashed into left field, and they will send the runner at third base. Skluzacek comes up throwing. The play at the plate, safe at the plate. The ball gets past Jonas, kicks away. Kaltoff was backing up and ending up all the way at third base is Luke Becker. On the air, the Martins lead 3-1, and they have a runner at third.
Well, it was a sharp single right at the left fielder, Skluzacek. He comes up throwing. They didn't hesitate sending the runner. It would have been a play at the plate. The ball didn't get cut. It ends up bouncing past David Jonas back to the backstop, and by the time Calvin Kaltoff retrieves that ball, the batter ends up on third base. Not the way the Rockies wanted to start the seventh inning.
So the RBI single for Becker, who ends up at third on the air, and a mound visit from Tom Ficker coming here. Cold Spring had played airless ball through the first six innings, which is a rarity for them. They have not played very well defensively in the tournament, but a big air right there. I think that run would have scored anyway, and I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. That ball probably should have been cut off and keep that guy at first base. Look at him now. He's on third.
Well, yeah, you can't afford to be giving up anymore here, and with nobody out and another runner at third base, Rockies can't afford to get themselves into a 4-1 hole here with only 9 at-bats left.
They got some tough sled here, too. Walatich, then Schoen, then Trado. These guys have been awfully good as Walatich has two hits, two RBIs. He's up right now. Schoen has a hit. And Trado had the double last inning. He went deep in the earlier game today against Buffalo. So Cold Springs down by two, and they got to keep it right here. And that's going to be tough to do with the speed of Luke Becker on third base. The infield comes all the way in as the conference comes to an end. Randy Rossen was giving me grief calling a mound visit a powwow earlier, saying that that's not politically correct. So I'll get that one out of my vernacular for the remainder of the evening because the boss said so. Kaltoff's first offering is in there for a strike to Jack Walatich. One strike the count. 10 hits now for the Fairmont Martins. They've scored 3 runs. They got another one waiting for him 90 feet away unless Kaltoff gets nasty here. 2 for 2 on the day with a walk and a couple stolen bases as that pitch hit on the ground. Duffner has it go off his hand. Runner was coming home anyway, Kurt, on the contact play. What do you say? You think that you think they were going to throw him out at home, or should have Duffner just tried to sit on that ball and at least get the out at first?
Well, he definitely should have got himself in front of that ball over there and knocked it down, at least make sure he would have got an out on that. The way he kind of made a lazy backhand over there, you're not going to get anybody on that play.
So the second run in on the inning, and it's 4-1 in favor of Fairmont now. And the speed of Jack Walatich is on base. He's on base for the third time today. As Derek Schoen to the batter's box. First offering to Schoen popped up, fouling out of play. As now, is that Aller heating it up in the pen, Kurt?
Yep.
Andrew Aller is starting to get loose for the Rockies. We're in the seventh. Cold Spring down by a field goal at 4-1. They have not trailed a lot in this tournament, and they have not trailed by a margin of 3, that's for certain. 12-1 victory in the opening round against Starbuck here 2 Saturdays ago. A 12-8 victory over Buckman last Sunday. 3-1 victory Friday night, and a 10-1 victory. That 3-1 victory was against Isanti, and then a 10-1 victory over the Bemidji Blue Ox earlier today. 1-1 the count. As that pitch missing down and away. Now 2-1. What are you fact-checking? I screw something up there?
No, that's only the second time they've been trailing in the whole tournament as they trailed to Bemidji 1-0, and now they're trailing 4-1 because I don't believe they ever trailed in their first 3 games.
No. Nope. They scored first in the first 3 as the 2-1 pitch to Kaltoff in there for a strike to Derek Schoen.
I was thinking that we were trailing that game, but I didn't think when you win 10-1 that you would have actually trailed in that game. But in the back of my mind, I thought we had, and we did.
Yep. 10 unanswered for Cold Spring in the afternoon game. That got them into the Final Four as the 2-2 pitch missing down and away. Rockies looking for a double play ball right here. Tried to minimize in the seventh. They've let 2 in. They trail by 3. Kaltoff set. Payoff pitch. There it is. Ground ball too short. New to second for 1, and Distel dropped the ball, but he did pick it up in time to get the lead runner, Jack Walatich, as the feed from New was right there. Sammy trying to be a little too quick right there, Curtis, but he did recover in time to at least get the lead runner.
Well, Jordan did a nice job of charging that ball, and he quickly gets the ball over to Sam, but unfortunately for Sam, he ends up dropping that ball and just was able to pick it back up in time to make sure that they did get the lead runner on there. But I think that ball had double play written all over it, come up with it.
So a man on for John Trado. A very loud double. His last and only time he's seen Kaltoff. He's 1 for 3 on the day as it pitches in there for a strike. Aller must be ready. We see no more throwing in the Rocky pen. As 4-1 the score. Kaltoff looks into Jonas for the sign. As Kelvin's 1-strike delivery to Trado's in there for a strike. And Kaltoff does a nice job of getting ahead on John Trado. And 0-2. A double started this inning. Double single. Air came across. Another air. Gets the runner on, and a fielder's choice gets 2 in and the man on as a pickoff attempt and back safely at first base is Derek Schoen. 0-2 the count to the big Fairmont Martin first baseman. As Kaltoff's 2-strike pitch, that's hit in the air to short left center field. New out, Skuzacek in, and just going to drop. It's a big park, Kurt. You got a big guy at the plate. You play awfully deep on him. Sometimes they can just punch those over your infield and drop a hit in there.
Well, it was one of those spots, if you were going to drop one in there on a little bit of a pop-up, he went and put it in the right spot over there, with Geislinger playing a little more towards right with a big left-handed hitter up there, and Scusi playing a little bit deeper over there. He put that in nowhere's land over there and ends up being runners at first and second. We're getting a mound visit from manager Tom Ficker.
Aller's walking in from the pen. Is he just walking right to the mound?
I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing, because Aller's kind of like the pitching coach for the Rockies. That's why you see him sitting down there in the bullpen all the time, going over it with the guys all the time like that. And now Tom just made the signal that Aller is coming in.
So a pitching change for Cold Spring. There is one out here in the seventh. It's a 4-1 game, and the Rockies need to keep it right here. And their freshest arm is Andrew Aller. He'll be pitching coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
To the, while we're still here in the top of the seventh, excuse me, as a defensive change for Cold Spring Curtin, it's Andrew Aller onto the mound trying to stop the bleeding for the Rockies.
Yeah, now in that pitch is a veteran, Andrew Aller, who's done a fine job pitching for the Cold Spring Rockies all year. He's throwing a lot of relief innings for him. He actually did start a couple games where he threw two innings one game and three innings another on games where they knew they didn't quite have Ryan Hennon for all nine. So what they did, instead of starting Hennon and throwing him seven, using Aller in relief, they actually started Aller in two of those games and then threw Hennon in relief of them.
As Andrew Aller onto the mound, if you're curious, saying, who's this guy? He's a man who is from Texas originally, and he moved to the Cold Spring area a few years ago. Got to know David Jonas and said, hey, I'll play some baseball. You guys play baseball up here? And now he's on the squad, and he's tasked at keeping this at a three-run game. 4-1 in favor of Fairmont. They've added to their one-run lead that they came into the seventh with two here in the seventh, making it 4-1. It's Levi Becker with runners at first and second. First offering from Aller is missing low for a ball. At first base, it's John Trado. He just singled. At second, it's Derek Schoen. He reached on a fielder's choice. One away. Cold Spring looking for that double play ball, as there goes the runner. That pitch hit right to the third baseman, Alex Geislinger. He catches, and he just stands up and tags Derek Schoen. There's a double play ball you were looking for, Kurt.
Well, that's a pitcher's best friend, is a double play ball like that. With the guy running, he goes and runs right at him when Alex stabbing that liner right at him down at the ankles. He picks it and stands up and takes the guy for a nice double play.
For Fairmont in the top of the seventh, they score two runs on three hits. There was one big Cold Spring. There was two big Cold Spring errors and one runner left on base. After six and a half, how about, it is 4-1 in favor of Fairmont. Stretch time. We're on to the bottom of the seventh. Coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Did you know that the average human will sleep for a total of 26 years? Plus, we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon three times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered. From the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find new roads.